So I just wanted to start today's audio bill off by mentioning the fact that this morning, someone told me I've got a sexy voice. Someone called John. In fact, John was discussing my voice with his male friend, Jafe. How they came to be discussing my voice, I do not know. But I just wanted to say, guys, whatever you choose to do in your spare time, I'm not judging you. Thanks for the compliment. What I really wanted to talk about today is not my voice, but WordPress and web designers' reliance on WordPress. I should first mention that I love WordPress. I think it's an absolutely fantastic blogging and personal publishing platform. In fact, I'd even go as far to say as it's the best. Certainly, as an open source option and on PHP, not many people would argue against using WordPress. I use it for my own site, www.aaronrussell.co.uk, and I've deployed it many times on various client sites of mine. However, if your site has anything more than a very simple hierarchy of pages and a simple news stream or blog stream, then I'm not sure WordPress is the way to go. For example, if your site has several different types of content. Say it has news content, some corporate content, portfolio, and maybe a gallery. And you've got all these different types of content, and you want very specific fields for how each of these types of content should be entered into the admin interface. So you want to control the shape and control the behavior of these different types of content. Then WordPress doesn't really allow you to do that. It certainly doesn't make it easy for you. Now, I know what you're saying, there's a plugin out there that does it, and there is. WordPress's main feature, its biggest attribute, is that it is really extensible, and there's tons and tons of plugins out there. And in fact, I've tried them. I've tried many of these plugins out there that claim to turn WordPress into a CMS, and they do all sorts of clever things with custom fields and what have you. But I can't escape the feeling that it's a bit like you're trying to force it to do something that it's not meant to do. You're kind of hacking it a little bit. It's a bit like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. It's not really meant to go. In fact, I've even seen a plugin out there that turns WordPress into an address book, into a contact manager system. What's that all about? I've got no idea. I mean, I suppose on one hand it shows how versatile WordPress is as a tool, but on the other, why are we using WordPress when there are perfectly suitable alternative tools out there? So really, I just wanted to say, next time that you are developing a site for one of your clients, why don't you give Expression Engine a go? Why don't you download Drupal and give that a bash? I know if you're really comfortable with WordPress, it's hard to move on to something else when you know you can get the job done well and quickly in WordPress. And to a certain extent, we can't all be experts with every single content management system that's out there. But on the same breath, it can't do you any harm to have a go at something else and learn a new tool out there. So give it a go.